This is Indiana Public Radio News. I'm Stan Sollers at 44 past the hour. Ball State University has kicked off a $350 million campaign called Our Call to Beneficence. Here to outline the campaign's details is someone who knows the inside stories about the drive, Ball State President Jeff Mearns. President Mearns, welcome back.
It's good to be with you, Stan. Good morning.
Good to have you here. So I'd like to focus on the specifics of this $350 million campaign. First off, is this the largest campaign in school history?
It is. So the last campaign that the university had was called Ball State Bold. And during that very successful campaign, the university raised a little more than $210 million. During the leadership phase of this current campaign, we have raised more than $227 million. So this campaign is already the largest. And based upon the progress we've made already over the past few years and with a few more years to go, we've set an ambitious goal, as you said a moment ago, of raising more than $350 million.
And for how long will this campaign be in effect?
We anticipate that it will conclude in the spring of 2027.
But there are goals within the overall goal, and there are three of them. And the first one is the Ensure Student Opportunity and Success goal. Could you talk to us about that, please?
Certainly. We have three pillars, and one of those pillars, as you said, is ensuring that students not only have an opportunity to attend Ball State, but they have the support necessary to succeed. So that pillar is primarily about student financial support. And we're very intentional about not calling it scholarships, because when most people hear scholarships, they think about of resources, funds, a scholarship that encourages a student to attend a university, whether that's merit-based aid or need-based aid. But we know, Stan, and you know as well from many of the students that you engage with, that they have financial challenges and financial needs that arise after they enroll. So we will raise financial support for both scholarships to recruit students, as well as financial support to help them when they have financial emergencies while they're here, whether they need additional support for books or course materials or other things. So that's the first pillar, is to help our students not only attend, but to get from orientation to commencement.
And the second goal of the three, enrich the academic experience. And so would this go into facilities, new programs?
No, it's more about supporting existing programs and expanding programs. So when we think about the academic experience, it's continuing to extend our legacy of immersive learning projects to help our students have internships on campus or in the community, to help our students be able to travel abroad, to study abroad. You know, more than 30% of our students are first-generation college students. Nearly 40% of our undergraduate students are eligible for Pell Grants, which means they have substantial financial need. Those students don't have the resources to take advantage of the transformative experience of studying abroad, even for just a few weeks. So these are funds also that will encourage and support faculty who want to develop innovative new programs or new teaching methodologies. So it's really about the experience in the classrooms, in the laboratory, in the community, across the country and around the world.
For faculty, will there be some sort of grant application process?
There will, depending upon the resources that we receive and maybe the parameters that the donors set. But so we do anticipate there might be an application process, or we might have another way in which we identify faculty who can benefit from this support.
The third goal is expand our campus and community impact. This sounds like interaction with the greater Muncie area as well as the state and beyond.
That's correct. And this one is more about the physical infrastructure and the facilities on our campus, and with a special focus on those kind of facilities that benefit both the campus and the community. I know I've seen you at the Brown Family Amphitheater. That's a perfect example of how philanthropy can enable us to build a fabulous new venue that will be of benefit to our students, our faculty and staff, and to our friends and neighbors in the community. It also might help us expand our honors house. And certainly the new Performing Arts Center in the Village will be another key part of this campaign.
Speaking of the arts, I just got off the phone with a longtime friend of mine, in fact, a former production assistant who graduated from Ball State in 96, and he's a theater alum, and he was saying that there will be some big changes in terms of not just the new facilities, but existing ones, Strother Theater and Main Stage. Can you talk about that, please?
Yeah, so those renovations will be funded by the state capital support we received in the last budget session. So a portion of that $81.6 million will enable us to convert the existing venues into classrooms and rehearsal spaces.
So there will be no more Strother Theater and Main Stage Theater in the near future, but there will be an expansion of on-campus rehearsal space, and there's been a shortage of that.
That's right. It'll be the conversion of those performance venues into practice and rehearsal spaces as we build the new performance venue.
All right, then. Well, let's move on to enrollment. It seems like Ball State's numbers are up this fall, and do we have any indication for springtime numbers?
Well, as we've shared before, our new freshman enrollment was a significant increase over fall 21 and fall 22. We had about 3,800 new undergraduate freshmen. In fact, it's a full rebound from the pandemic. That number is actually higher than the pre-pandemic 10-year average. And then also I found out just within the last week or two that our retention rate, that's that first year to second year retention rate of the freshmen who entered in the fall of 2022, that number increased by more than 3 percentage points from the previous year. So that's contributing to a significant increase in our enrollment. And so we've recovered from the pandemic, and I'm looking forward to continued progress in the future.
Very good. Well, President Jeff Mearns, thanks again for your time, and go Cards, right?
And go Cards. Thank you, Stan. Have a great day.
And you too, sir. For IPR News, I'm Stan Sollers.